Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This
7-Eleven, and it's Monday. Time for My Marriage Matters on Monday with Joe and Cindy Farini. And this week, they wanted to talk about the seasons of life in marriage and the changing seasons of life, which makes me just think of that old song, "To Everything Turn, Turn."
Very nice.
Something like that, right?
The Birds.
Yes, thank you.
That's right.
Thanks. I learned that from my parents.
Turn, turn, turn.
So you guys are busy at a retreat right now, right?
Yes, we are. We are with our speaker retreat from Family Life.
Uh-huh.
And we didn't really think about this until this morning, but a topic which we pick, you know, usually the Thursday before,
mm-hmm.
Is on seasons and changes and just kind of how to address them as you go through them. And so we're here at this retreat, and we're just realizing, wow, there's a lot of changes and seasonal kinds of things going on. Dennis and Barbara Rainey are stepping down from leadership of Family Life, mm-hmm. and we have a younger couple coming in that seems great. And also there's going to be retiring maybe 5 couples. We'll be honoring them coming up in the next couple of days. And it's just really interesting to see that what kinds of changes there are that, you go through as you go through seasons of life.
Yeah, absolutely. It looks like we just dropped my dad. So, Ron, would you mind giving him a call back? So as you're going through, like, the different seasons of life, how are you able to find joy in that? Because I think a lot of times, I remember talking to someone who, like, was married, and then they looked back on their dating season of life and were like, oh, I miss that. Like, mm-hmm. I don't enjoy where I'm at right now. And so I think there's probably a lot of difficulty in trying to find joy in each of those different transitions and changes.
Exactly. And I think that's a great word. And I think when I end this up today, I want to share something with joy and kind of how it correlates with, mm-hmm. with what I'm thinking. But, you know, when you're young, there's a lot of firsts. There's, the first date. There's when you get married, you go on your honeymoon. It's the first time your whole family together. All the first child to send to college, all those firsts. And what's interesting is they're all exciting.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Mom, I'm going to put you on hold there for a second because it's sounding like you're maybe not in the best place for a connection.
Yeah.
So let's go to Dad. Dad, let's see if your phone works.
Okay, let's try that.
Yeah, so give us some of your thoughts on the many changes of seasons in married life.
Sure, transitions are just part of life, aren't they?
Right,
I mean, we deal with it all the time, and I had a good friend of mine last night, my wife, we got to spend a lot of time with folks who are retiring from the speaker team. And mm-hmm. so I just went around and asked them, how do you deal with transition? And, one guy came up with this great illustration, this fact that, we deal with transition all the time. I mean, you think of the seasons of life mm-hmm. and the seasons of the year. Summer is just a wonderful time, and we don't think it could get much better, the sunshine and the fun and all that. And then fall comes along, and you think, oh, no, fall's coming along. But the reality is that when fall comes along, that, too, is a beautiful season, the
right.
colors and the changes that take place. And in life, it's the same way. I mean, we don't like to have change a lot of time, and it can't bring anxiety into our lives. But if we can stay the course, stay together, and realize that this transition is just another opportunity to do something new, something different together as a couple. And at that point, it just becomes another part of the journey. And when you look at it that way, it becomes a lot more fun.
Mm, yeah.
Transition is not a bad thing.
Definitely. So I'm wondering, Mom, are you back?
let's see. Does it sound better?
Yeah, it sounds a lot better.
Okay,
so you were saying that as you transitioned through the seasons of life, there's that first stage where everything's new, and even going up to getting your first kid to go to college, that's new and exciting. And so then what happens next?
Well, you go through all of these things, and I think one of the things we need to recognize is we need to celebrate more. We need to celebrate those opportunities. We need to be excited about them. you need to recognize in marriage that there are good and next steps to do. And we have to recognize, you know, when we're at this stage of life, which Dad and I sometimes joke and say, well, this could be our last house. Well, this could be our last couch. This could be our last, you know, car.
And you start to feel like that's fun.
Yeah.
And it's kind of, you know, you have to be able to celebrate those moments rather than be sort of negative and say, well, you know, maybe never need this again.
Yeah.
And really begin to celebrate and have the joy, like you said earlier, in some of the milestones that are different than the first ones were.
Yeah, definitely. During our break, Janelle actually brought up a season that she's in right now, and that's the season of going into the teenage years.
One I'm still trying to figure out. And it's like marriage where when you feel like you have the season or parenting down, then here comes the next one. So I just wanted to know if any specific tips you may have. I thought babies and toddlers consume a marriage, and now we have teens, you know? And so now we're dealing with more egos in the home, more agendas. Just tips for parents on how to help their marriage survive so that it's not consumed by the issues with a child or the children.
Right. You know, when you think you have it all figured out, it changes again. So
yeah.
I wouldn't get overwhelmed with that overwhelmed feeling. I just realized that that's just part of life, and you have to learn to enjoy each of those different stages. And that may not be an easy thing to do, but it's one of those things that we have to do. So that transition of life is just to be experienced and to be enjoyed. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a biblical precedent that we have, of course, is that, you know, the nation of Israel celebrated these changes, these new events in their lives by having stones of remembrances, monuments that were put together. And as a result of the changes that took place in their lives as a nation.
Right.
And I really think, too, Janelle, you know, because I tell you this a lot, but I love how you're raising your children. And I think that God just gives us what we need just when we need it. I don't think he gives it to us anytime sooner. And so I felt like each step along the way, you know, I could worry about or be concerned about the next step. But somehow when that next step came, God gives you just exactly what you need. And you'll look back someday and you'll say, you know, I think I did a better job than I thought I was doing.
Yeah.
You know, when I hear Kathleen share something and I think, oh, my goodness, like we did that, you know, that's how we handled it. Sometimes I don't even remember. And I just think, you know, when you love the Lord and you love your children, those are the things that they'll come naturally. They won't necessarily be. We always say things aren't always fun, comfortable, and easy, but you do what's right. Mm-hmm. And when you do what's right, things fall into place. And then I also think for all of us, whether it's our children or just what we're doing in life, we all have choices to make, and we can't be responsible for everybody else. We're only responsible for ourselves. And that's what you're teaching your children, and they're going to be great and fine adults.
Mm-hmm. So now with the season of life that you guys are finding yourself in, what have you guys been learning, and maybe what are some examples that you're going through?
Well, just last week, we had this huge transition in my life, and it's a life change that everybody has to go through as they approach 65. And I actually signed up for Medicare.
Look at you.
Oh, my goodness. It's so crazy to even think about it. But you know, I remember helping my mother with her finances and going through her Medicare. I didn't really understand at the time. But, you know, I did this. It was a very simple process to do it, but I realized that I am now in another phase of life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And just as I finished the process, I began to think more seriously about the mortality of life.
Mm.
And just the idea that, you know, not just other changes that are taking place, but, you know, we have to realize that with those changes comes the reality that, you know, sometimes these things will come to an end, and we need to recognize that each day is precious.
Yes.
That each day has to be celebrated, and that you're never going to have this day again. You know, the 24 hours that we have for this day is going to be gone.
Yeah.
And so we need to make a decision, a conscious decision, to celebrate this time, and not to be anxious about it, but to celebrate it and move on and see how can we capture the day, seize the day,
yeah,
if you will.
Just like in Newsies, they say that. Like in Newsies, no? Anyone?
There you
Newsies?
Go.
Great. Great. Yes. Well, I do think, Dad, like, it does sound negative. Like,
yes.
To me, it sounds like, oh,
yeah,
sad. But I think, you know, as Christians, we do have a different perspective on these things, because when you hear, like, oh, mortality, it's like, oh, no. Yeah. But it's actually, it can be celebrated.
Yeah.
And I think it's difficult, but I think it has to take some intentionality to do that. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have, and Kathleen knows this, but we have some very dear friends that their two daughters have grown up with our two daughters. And for each of these four young girls' weddings, we did a skit for each of their weddings. And we just had so much fun. And the most recent one was married in September. And someone made the comment, you know, like, oh, no, like, we don't have any more skits to do. Like, we won't be doing this ever again. And I just said, no, wait a minute. When we have our 40th anniversary, which is just a couple of years away, we're going to have a party, and we're going to have people do skits. Because, you know, we don't always celebrate, you know, the 33rd birthday or our anniversary or something. We maybe do the big milestones. But take the time to enjoy each season, because each season has a beauty of its own. Mm. And especially for the people who are listening who are younger, you know, sometimes we look ahead and we just think like, ooh, I don't want to go through that. But you won't have the excitement for it until you're in that place going through it. Yeah. And definitely, you know, older age, there are challenges and there are going to be changes that aren't so fun. But our goal is to hopefully make the best of every situation and every season that we have and that we have together. We're so blessed. And just a quick little thing. I have a friend who just lost her husband, and she's just a few years older than me. And she came home. I happened to be at her house, and she said, you know, he's been in care for a couple of years. And she said, but I always kind of felt alone when I came home. She says, but when I came home, since he just passed away the other day, she said, I feel really alone. And I think we have to model it in our lives to other people, because when you go through things like that, the importance of celebrating becomes that much more important. Mm-hmm. So let's be about celebrating today. And that would be my challenge for everybody. Find something in your marriage today that you can celebrate, or something this week, and make it a fun day.
Ah, I love it. And the truth behind celebrate good times. Come on. There's just
great. Yeah.
Put that song on today and dance.
We're dancing.
I love it, as one should. So if people want to connect with you, how can they do that? Where should they go?
Well, My Marriage Matters on Facebook. We would love people to come there, like it. And every day, Monday through Friday, we will have a little thought or challenge for you, and this audio today will be on tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. And if they want to do a question, then just come to our website, joefarini.com or cindyfarini.com.